Life Audio.
A Prayer for the Church by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. Have you ever walked around thinking you knew God's Word said something, perhaps even shared it as an absolute truth, and then only to find out it wasn't in His Word at all? I speak this with conviction. For years, I took what others said about the Lord and His Word and made that the absolute truth of what God had said. In this generation of Christianity, we see more people sharing what they prefer Scripture to say rather than knowing what it actually says. And this has been fumbling around in my head for some time. It struck me one day as I sat with Galatians 5:25. It says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. That led me to look at the social media pages of churches across America. And I felt sick afterward. They were flooded with pastors' quotes, slick outfits, and stunning worship sets, but not much mention of the one whom the church is there to worship. Is this really the example of living by the Spirit that we can give? While I don't believe that this is the entire reason the American church lacks desire to grow in knowledge and understanding of the Lord, I do believe it's a big part of it. The American church has become an experience, one that elevates the words, looks, and fleeting emotions of man over elevating the only one worthy of our praise, our Heavenly Father, and the completed work of His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. And this caused me to ask yet another question. Why should we ever expect Christians in this generation to go deeper than surface-level faith when they're met with a surface-level example of Christianity? The truth is, this outward, glamorized look doesn't match the condition of our hearts. Most people sitting in churches or those listening from home are experiencing a life that is anything but glamorous. They're riding the rails of joy and grief with nothing more than one captivating one-liner, bright lights, and fancy outfits to fill them. The body of Christ is hungry and aching for truth. Hearts are starving for the message of God's mercy and grace. They're aching for Christ while trying to be filled by man. Brothers and sisters, be a bearer of truth. Pray for God's church. Pray for your church leaders. Meet with them if you see them veering from the truth, and cling to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray with me. Lord, in a world that feels as if it's spinning out of control, we know You are the true anchor. Convict us when we don't submit to Your ways. Father, awaken the hearts of pastors who have chosen to go wayward. Shake up the churches that have chosen to please a world that hates You. Lord, create in me a bold heart that bears Your truth, no matter the cost. Help Your church be a light of truth in a dark world. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.